And tonight is the last GOP debate before the Iowa caucuses. And the guest list, as much in the news as the issues. Donald Trump's spat with Fox News continues on the O'Reilly Factor last night. He told Bill O'Reilly that it was the network's fault that he won't be there.
They want to know
well,
you,
fine.
But by walking
and a lot of people
away from
know
this
me.
Debate, they're not, you're not giving them
I'm
the opportunity to know them
I was
as well
pushed
as they
away.
Would like.
I'm not walking away. Bill,
you're
walking away.
Would okay. you do me a favor?
Joining us now from West Des Moines, Iowa, is NPR political reporter Sarah McCammon. Hey, Sarah.
Hey there.
So do we have any new information today about whether or not Donald Trump is actually going to show up? It sounds like he's pretty dead set here.
Well, Donald Trump has other plans tonight. So, I mean, it remains to be seen, but he has scheduled another event in Des Moines around the same time. It's a special event for veterans is what he's calling it, basically a rally supporting veterans at Drake University in Des Moines. So that's where he says he's going to be.
I keep thinking this is clearly a fight between Donald Trump and Fox News, but I wonder if voters in Iowa actually care about whether or not he shows up for this debate? Are they talking about it?
You know, I've been following Texas Senator Ted Cruz this week, who, of course, if you look at the polls, is sort of the chief rival. Those two have been neck and neck for a while in Iowa polls against Donald Trump. And, you know, at least at the crowds that I've seen who are either considering Cruz or supporting him, we have to have that caveat in there. I talked to several people yesterday at a rally in West Des Moines who thought it was inappropriate of Trump to drop out and kind of rude and just sort of indicative of his temperament. Again, these are Cruz supporters, though, so these may be people who'd already made up their mind. Trump supporters, when you go to their rallies, they are fired up and excited and very loyal. So, you know, it really remains to be seen whether this will actually hurt him among the people who are already planning to caucus for him.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Ted Cruz. The super PAC supporting him released an ad this week taking shots at Trump.
I lived in New York City and Manhattan all my life, okay? So, you know, my views are a little bit different than if I lived in Iowa.
Hillary Clinton, I think, is a terrific woman. I think she does a good job, and I like her. In many cases, I probably identify more as a Democrat.
Sarah, there are a lot of critics who say this is the real reason that Donald Trump isn't showing up for the debate, that he doesn't want to answer difficult questions like that. Does all this play into Ted Cruz's hands, and is he feeling better about his chances on Monday?
Well, he was certainly fired up last night in making that point. He said that Donald Trump doesn't want to talk to Iowa voters. He sort of taunted Trump and said he's scared of Megyn Kelly, the Fox News anchor. So, yes, I think to an extent, Senator Cruz is certainly using this as a big part of his talking points this week. You know, he's challenged Donald Trump to a one-on-one debate, a mano-a-mano debate, as he put it last night. So we'll see what happens there. But yes, you know, Senator Cruz is trying to paint Trump as someone who has the wrong temperament to be president. And he says that, you know, walking away from this debate is just another piece of evidence of that.
It's interesting because with Trump's departure, you now have another space on the stage. Rand Paul will be on the main stage tonight. I wonder if these other candidates feel like now this gives them a chance to step up.
Right. And I should mention there is, again, you know, a main stage debate and the undercard debate for those lower in the polls. But, you know, overall, I think taking Trump off the stage does, you know, you could say puts a lot more oxygen in the room for other people to take up. And certainly candidates like Dr. Ben Carson, who did have a surge a few months back in Iowa and has a lot of evangelical support, but has sort of slipped in the polls. This is a night where they need to make their case and they have one last chance to do that before Monday's caucuses.
Finally, Sarah, what is the energy like in Iowa right now? We're getting so close. This is something we have been looking at for months and months and months now. We're almost there.
You know, the voters I talked to at this point, they seem to be closer to making up their minds. Of course, again, these are self-selected voters who go to campaign events, but it's just a few days away. You know, I have met some people who are still, you know, going to like these Ted Cruz events and saying we just want to see him one more time and kind of see, kind of make up our minds, have a little more information. But overall, the clock is ticking. It's time for people to decide if they haven't already. And we'll know a lot more in a few days about the shape of this race.
We sure will. And we should say that our own Robin Young is on the road today. We'll be broadcasting from Ames, Iowa, tomorrow and on Monday. So, Sarah, if you see Robin in the distance, give her a little wave.
I will.
NPR political reporter Sarah McCammon, thanks.
Thank you.